reported the high points of our visit to the Barrowland. That didn't take a minute, even using sign. Then Darlin let us in on the situation in Orr, which took a lot longer than a minute. Raven wanted to know what she was doing, painting white roses around town. She said she wasn't. In fact, she said nobody that had anything to do with the movement admitted doing it. Since none of those roses had been seen before she arrived, she thought somebody recognized her in the street and was trying to get something stirred up. She didn't have a shred of evidence. Didn't seem likely to me. Anybody that recognized her that wasn't personally committed to the cause should ought to go for the bounty on her, the way I figured. She would fetch a good price, and Silent, not a bad sum, and even the Torque brothers were good for a chunk that could keep you in beans for a long time. Raven figured it the way I did, but he wasn't going to argue with Darlin, so he asked if there had been any progress finding the silver spike. None, she signed. We have been very busy stampeding around old ground already covered by other hunters, finding nothing while we ate their dust. In the meantime, our small allies have been busy spying on those other hunters that our brothers of the movement have identified for us. Bowman's wanted names. He got them. A long string, with a half dozen noted as having enlisted with the deceased.
You know any of these people?
Raven asked.
No.
But I have been out of touch. The curious angle is there hasn't been any attention from the tower. This thing is pulling in every hedge wizard and tea leaf reader with a smidge of ambition. These twins are pretty plainly up to exactly what you'd expect from their kind, faced with an opportunity like this. News like this gets around faster than the clap. It's got to have reached the tower. Why isn't some real heavyweight up here to sit on those two? I suggested, because they don't have wind whales to carry them around and all their flying carpets got scragged back when. They have other resources. There wasn't no point worrying about it, since we weren't going to come up with an answer. Raven wanted to know how the other guys were trying to find the spike. He figured maybe the problem was that the hunters were attacking it from the wrong direction. Darlin signed. Spider Silk and Gossamer have made repeated direct searches. They also provoke and watch the other hunters, who have been concentrating on finding the men who stole the spike and brought it to Orr. I asked, how do we know the damned thing is even here? Bowman said,
you can sense it. Like a bad smell.
But you can't tell where it is?
Only very vaguely.
Right now, I'd guess it's somewhere north of us. But I can't narrow that directionality to below about 130 degrees of arc. He raised his arms to show what he meant. It's the nature of the thing to maximize the evil around it. If it could be sniffed out easily, there would be little chance for the play of chaos. It isn't sentient, but it responds to and feeds back the darker